Hello?
Hello. Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Cassandra. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm just trying to track an apparent purchase or a pending transaction.
Okay, sir. Can I have your zip code so I can look up the information for you, please?
Zip code is 75150.
Okay, can I have your first and last name?
First name is Mark. Last name is Bower. Bower.
Okay, can you verify your shipping address?
It's 1049 Americana Lane, apartment 2050 in Mesquite, Texas.
Okay. Thank you for the information, Mark. I'm giving you a moment, the system's still loading.
Okay.
Okay, Mom, so I do have an account pulled up. So how can I help you today?
Well, I mean, I know that I must have seen some kind of social media advertisement within the last, you know, week or two, and I ordered a drone. You know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that was $9.97. And also, at the end of the transaction, it asked me if I wanted to do like a protection, warranty, whatever, for this product for another $9.97. And I went ahead and did that. That charge shows up on my bank account app as a different transaction name. But the transaction name for the drone is showing another amount for $67.32 to this same phone number. And I'm trying to find out what that is.
Okay, sir, that's the membership. Now, when you purchased the drone, that charge that came in, the charge you talking about, the $67.32 came in on the 23rd. And it is associated with that drone that you purchased on the 19th. Now, that drone, I don't know that you read everything, the fine print, the terms and conditions.
I did.
But it should have popped up after you placed the order. It should be on the terms and conditions. You have to click on that, and then another box will pop up. And it explains to you that it's a membership. That drone, even though it's saying that it was free, when you automatically purchased it automatically, you didn't have to do anything, it automatically joined you into a monthly membership. So that's $67.32.
Monthly?
Yes, it's a monthly membership. Now, with that membership for the $67.32, you're only paying $67.32 a month. And that isn't for the drone.
No.
You already paid for the drone. That is for the membership connected to the drone. Now, the membership includes a voucher, which is free. You get a voucher for $199 a month. And with that voucher, you become a member of the Factory Direct Savings Store. And with that voucher, you can order stuff online with the voucher amount online, which is an online gadget store. You can get products for $199 with your voucher. So that's why they're charging you the $67.32. That membership includes a monthly voucher, which is free.
Okay. Can we put a stop to this right now? Since seems like kind of a trap. consumers are out there getting no warning about this whatsoever.
Yes, sir. Like I said, it was stated in terms and conditions. You had to look close for the fine print. Well, I apologize.
Terms and conditions, you got to click on that. You talk about fine print. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe something like this exists. In between Christmas and rent.
Well, I would understand that. Unexpected charges.
Stop this right now, please. Oh, are you able to do that?
I'm canceling the account for you right now, sir.
Okay. I could not figure out for the life of me what that $67 was for. And if this gets canceled, does the shipment of the drone go ahead and get canceled also?
I think the whole thing gets canceled, sir.
So, am I able to get like the $87 credited back to my checking account?
87? I don't see anything.
67 plus 997 plus 997.
No, sir. Now that with the shipping and handling, they are valid charges, even though you counted the shipping and handling is non-refundable. For any circumstance, they are non-refundable, and I know you don't never get that back. Even though you cancel the account, you don't get that back. Now, for the 6732, I cannot give you a full refund on that. I can offer you 35% of that back.
Wow. Okay, so how about the warranty on something that I'm not going to receive? Do I get that back?
No, sir.
Wow. Boy, you guys really got it going on.
Yes, sir. Like I say, it was stated in the terms and conditions, so I do apologize if you that information went unnoticed and you didn't see it, but it was stated in that. Hold on, sir. I can only refund you. I did $67.32, so I can only refund you $23.56 then. And close your
That's
account
it.
Out
totally
so
awesome.
You won't have any other charges.
That's just totally awesome.
Okay, did you want to do that?
Oh, of course. Let me get something.
Okay, sir, so you should receive a refund in 3 to 5 business days, and the account has been canceled out.
Okay, so do they just put it back on the debit card that I used?
Yes, sir, yes.
That's cool.
Okay, and I thank you for calling in to customer support, Mark, and you have a blessed day and a happy new year.
You too. Hope to sleep well. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.